Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. While you're standing, I'll read you a text tonight. I'd like to close with the old song, My Thanks to Him. You know that old song that's in the book? Sing one more Thanksgiving song. Acts chapter 22 and verse 17, Paul is giving his profession of faith and his conversion to some people that are fixing to scourge him, and they're fixing to whip him, and they're fixing to give him a real display of cruelty for him preaching the gospel. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. I don't know if you've ever been in a trance before. It's like in the body, out of the body, don't know. But he was seeing things. And he said, I saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Lord, I think I've heard that voice before too. I think the Lord's told me I'd love to tell you about the gospel, but I don't want to cast these pearls before these swine. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. It's kind of hard to preach back to people that you beat them. And he said, Lord, they're not going to believe me. And the Lord said, you're right. And when the blood of the martyr Stephen, he took him back to this day. He's telling this captain about this day that Stephen was martyred, the first martyr for Christ. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. I was there. I was part of it. I'm not denying. I was there. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Now he's talking to Romans and Jewish people. He says, the Lord didn't send me to preach to you. He sent me to preach to the dogs of the earth, to the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto his word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth. For it is not fit that he should live. Kill him. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air. I want to teach a little while after the dust settles. After the dust settles. Lord, I'm thankful for an opportunity that we have together in peace. Nobody made anybody come. Nobody's making anybody stay. We come to hear your word. And Lord, we want to walk out with more than we came with. Help us, Lord, to hear and to deliver your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for coming on a rainy Tuesday night right before Thanksgiving. If I had a hat, I'd say it's off to you. So thank you for coming. I don't know about you, we've done a few remodeling jobs in our house. We did one when we moved into the house. It was a used house and we remodeled it. But we weren't staying in the house at some point when we remodeled. But if you've ever tried to remodel and live in the house that you're remodeling, right, Sister Ford, Brother Ford, this sermon is for you. Two times now. There's nothing more trying than to remodel the house you're trying to live in. Same is true spiritually. I might as well tell you, there's nothing harder than God to reconstruct in you while you're trying to live your life. And so we had some older flooring that was down, and for the man, it was good. I'm not throwing off on my wife, Brother Peter, but I'm looking at you and not her. We had tile, but they were these little smaller squares from the 80s or whatever. And now they have these big, they walk just as good, clean just as good. You know, it's just as hard as the other ones, but we needed to upgrade, you know. And you know, now the doors are shut. Nobody can see it but us, but it's still, we needed to upgrade. And so we began, that's not my wife leaving, is it? No, that's, okay, that's Mark, okay. And so we needed to upgrade, and so we didn't know what we were getting into. Because to remodel those old tiles, they had to take some of them up. Not all of them, but brother, you know, they had to take those tile up. And let me tell you, taking that older flooring up wasn't the problem. Taking those big pieces up, they had a little thing, hang, 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 bang, 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 and boom, 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 and it popped that tile up. That wasn't the problem. It was them tiny little bitty particles we call dust that went into the air. Everywhere ain't the word for it. It's like smoke. If your house burns on one end, I promise you, you can have the door shut all you want to. It's going to smell like smoke in every door that's shut. And the long-lasting problem wasn't the big chunks of tile. It wasn't the stones or the rocks, you might say. It was the tiny little particles called dust that got into the air and distributed in all the rooms. And that lasted. It seemed like it lasted forever, ever. This problem persisted because these little tiny particles, you just couldn't take them up like a stone or a tile and throw them out. I changed filters. I'm telling you, I would change one. It would be black with the dust. And I said, well, that's it. I'd change it, and it seemed like 3 days later I was changing it again. I never saw so much dust in all my life. Problem, problem, problem. The filtering and the sweeping and the dusting, it's almost like you might as well wait till it's over, and then. And it seems like the next day it was just as worse as it was the day before. Very uncomfortable, and feel like, well, I don't know if it's worth it or not. It was to the point that when we got through, we need another remodeling job. Jerry said, I don't know about the dust. I don't know if I want to face the dust anymore. And I'm here to preach a little sermon to you that it's only after the dust settles that you can say, I'm glad I did this. It's only after the dust settles that you can say, honey, I'm glad we did this. I do like it now, brother. I'm going to tell you, I do like it better than that old stuff. It's better. It feels better now, you know. It's cleaner and all that. But I'm glad we did that. And it's everything she wanted it to be. And you begin to say the remodeling was worth it. But when you're going through it, it's not so pleasant. Paul said that no suffering for the moment is pleasurable. But afterwards, he said, it's good. No chastising, he said, is fun. But after it's over, it's rewarding. And so there are some times you just don't know how things will turn out until after the dust settles. There's some things you won't understand until after the dust settles. There's some things you won't even like it until after the dust settles. There's some things you say, I'll never do this again, but let the dust settle before you say, I quit. Give it time to settle. It takes a long time, brother, for them little bitty particles to finally go away. Don't let dealing with the dust and things of life discourage you from being what God wants you to be. There's no reconstruction that goes on in this temple that's pleasurable at the time God says, I need to make a remodeling job in your life. You're not everything I want you to be. I don't know how many remodeling jobs God's done on me. He's still remodeling me. I'm still not everything He wants me to be. And let me tell you, but I've learned to stick with it until the dust settles. And I'll say, thank you, Jesus. It's better than it was before. You know, I don't know how I lived on that old tile, brother. I don't know how I lived on it. It's just so much better. You get to be glad because you know why I'm happy? Because she's happy. And if she's happy, we're all happy. God don't want you to live the old way in the old house you used to live in. And it's a hardship for him to for you to try to live in this house and God remodel you. But I'm here to tell you the dust will settle. It will settle if you'll just give it time. And so we have Paul, this prisoner, the apostle to the Gentiles. He's telling his testimony to the captains and all these people that are fixing to scourge him. And all he's doing is preaching the gospel. And the Jews had already rejected him because they said, oh, this is that we've heard about this one. And the Lord said, they're not going to hear you. So you might as well go to someone who will hear you. You know, somebody that forsakes their own people and goes to you, that's kind of rewarding in some degree. And so when they listen to Paul's testimony, they get so angry at him. They cried out. They cast off their clothes and they cast dust. That was a sign of real aggravation and real anger was to take a handful of dust and just throw it in the air, because it lasts a while. You throw one rock, it don't last long. It's over with as soon as it hits the ground or hits you. But the dust, you throw that in the air and they're going to remember you a while. How many of you ever been in a dust storm? Yes, sir. I'm telling you, a dust storm is worse than a lightning storm, I think. Lightning only gonna hit in one place, but I've been in, not any severe ones, but I've been out in dust storms and you're doing this and you're coughing and hacking and you got the door shut and it doesn't matter, it's coming in. Paul had a reconstruction job go on in his life. God had changed him from what he used to be to what God was trying to get him to become. And he met rejection from his own people. And they got angry with him. And they got ready to, they tied him with thongs and they got ready to scourge him. He said, "Whoa, wait a minute. Don't you know I'm a Roman? Would you hit a Roman?" And they backed up and said, "Oh, well, excuse me, we didn't know you was a Roman." And they moved him on down the line to let somebody else beat him. But after the dust settled, this is my message for you tonight, that after the dust settled, Paul was still everything God said he would be. After the dust settled, he was still the apostle to the Gentiles. What they did could not stop what he was going to be. Call it rocks, throw your clothes, rent your clothes, whatever you want, throw the dust in the air. But when the dust settled, Paul was still an apostle to the Gentiles. And so after the dust settles in our lives, we will realize that God wants us to be exactly what he said we will be. That won't stop anything. Paul, at the end of his journey, said, "I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up a crown of righteousness, not for me only, but all those who love his appearing." He said, it was worth it. He said, "I consider, but these light afflictions we go through, they work an eternal weight for me in glory." Hallelujah. Let the dust settle. I'm sure that some of you have, how many of you saw some clips from 9/11? I mean, that's etched right here, right? You remember when those buildings fell? What was going first? The dust. I'm telling you, I watched people running and the dust was right. It wasn't rocks, it was dust, right? You know what dust is made of? Those big rocks that get pulverized and the things on the ground. And in a dry time, dust is easy. Wind can stir up dust in a dry time. And when we go through dry times in our lives, it doesn't take but a little wind, it stirs it up. But I'm here to tell you, the dust will settle. And there at 9/11, that site, the dust, they said, it took months to get that dust to settle. But you look now at where 9/11 happened, and guess what? It's better looking than it was the day before it came. And this country got a little wiser about our enemies than we were before. We see another incident, and I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. King David you don't always ask for things to reconstruct your life. God just lets them happen. And we find King David looked like he was secure as being the king of Israel. I mean, he had finally made it. He had fought all these wars against King Saul, all the ridicule and all the rejection and running for his life, and he finally got to sit on the throne. You think, "Lord, I finally made it." Guess what? His son wants his throne. Of all things, you would never believe his own son says, "I want your throne." And so we find this man, just like Paul, leaving Jerusalem, the same city, because he has been rejected by other people and his greedy son has come to sit on his throne. And David walked out of this city, and guess who he runs into? A man that used to work for King Saul. His name was Shimei. And he meets David along the way and he began to rail upon David. And the Bible says that he cursed him as he came. And he cast stones at David. And he began to say, come out, you bloody man. This is good for you. You no good, no count thing, you son of Belial. You see what it's like? See what you did to King Saul and all of his men? Now look what's happened to you. Your own sons come out against you. And he's a cussing and throwing rocks at him, and David's just walking along. And one of the guys standing next to him said, "Hey, I'm not going to let him curse the king out like this. You want me to go take his head off? And the king said, leave him alone, for God has said, David. God said, he said, leave him alone, because maybe some good thing will come out of this. And so he continues to walk, and Shimei continues to rail upon David as he walks. And he took dust and he threw it in the air. As David walked around, you ever seen him do that to them umpires? Throw that dust in the air. Throw one rock, it don't last long, but you throw that dust in the air, it's going to last a while. And as he walked, the Bible says he threw dust at him. But I'm here to tell you, when the dust settled, David was sitting on the throne and Absalom was hanging in a tree. When the dust settled, whatever God said you're going to be, that's what you're going to be. People quit and get discouraged before the dust settles, and it's still going to be everything God said you're going to be. Now, I want to show you this. This is very interesting because Shimei, he found out later that David had conquered in a roundabout way his son Absalom and regained his throne. I want to read this for you. Because David is now coming back to Jerusalem to occupy his throne. And the man that threw dust on him is the first one to meet him. And there went out a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan and said unto the king, let not my Lord impute iniquity upon me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, and the king should take it to heart, that the king should take it to heart. He's asking for forgiveness, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my Lord the king. And Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, the same guy, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this? Because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, what have I to do with these? The same thing he told him when he cursed him. Ye sons of Zerah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me. Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Don't you understand that after the dust has settled, I'm still the king? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king sware unto him. Hallelujah. They'll come tonight. I told you I wasn't going to keep you long. And after the dust settled, David was everything God had promised he would be. And Shimei became a mighty man of valor working for David. What a turnaround. When the dust settled, the very man that was doing this was defending King David. If you just let the dust settle, then God will do everything he's promised to do. And when we're going through dry times in our life and the wind is blowing in those times of dryness, there's always a disturbance that goes on, and it starts these little dust devils. You ever heard of a dust devil? Yeah, it starts those little whirlwinds and things. But I'm here to tell you that if you'll just let the dust settle, you will find out that God is reconstructing some things in our lives. And I'm going to tell you how long it takes the dust to settle. The sooner you get a rain in your life. I'm telling you, we've had rain for, what, 2 or 3 days now? I don't know if they have a dust index, but if you could look at the dust index, it's going to be near zero. Because there was a rain. And I'm here to tell you the best way to settle the dust is get a Holy Ghost rain. Get a hold of God. Oh, get the Holy Ghost to be pouring out in your life. And Lord, it'll settle that dust so quick. It can, those dust storms just go away as soon as it begins to rain. Say, rain, Lord. Say again, rain, Lord. Let that rain come down, God, and settle the dust. Glory to God. The Bible says to just judge nothing before its time. Give the dust time to settle, and you'll like that floor when it's over with. We've remodeled again since then, brother. Yes, sir. Hope we never do it again, but we did. Let's sing this old song before we leave tonight, My Thanks to Him. It's an old hymnal song. You don't know it? We'll get, what page is it on? Page 1. Thank the Lord. Got a little book, maybe you can find it. What key are we in? Okay. Boy, I tell you. I love to tell how Jesus saved my soul. When I was lost and facing dark,